for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, November the 27th, 1999. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the speaker of the morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm on back there?
Can you on?
Praise God. Don't sound like it. Okay. Father, we thank you again today for this time, Lord. We thank you for the worship and praise this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And thank you for the blood that we sang this morning. Thank you for the blood that cleanses us, Lord. We bless your people, Lord. We encourage them today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we take authority right now over every spirit of depression in this place. Heaviness and grief, Lord, that I sense here today. And I command it to loose the people and come out of the people in the name of Jesus. I come against all heaviness of any type, Lord God. We command any spirit that's lingering here from deliverance to get out of this building now in the name of Jesus. We put the blood against you right now. We bind you, take dominion over you. You have no place here in the mighty name of Jesus. We command you to get out of here now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. May the Lord bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to turn to the book of Romans today, chapter 14, verse 17. I want to share on the kingdom of God. I may know Mildred got up and preached on it. Hallelujah. She heard the Holy Ghost, didn't she? 14, 17. Chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy. Where? In the Holy Ghost. I mean, oh, it's a walk in the Spirit. We need to learn to walk in the Spirit. Amen? To pray in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to react in the Spirit, so forth. Praise God. I mean, know that our nation has a constitution. And then there's a preamble to that constitution. And we know the Sermon on the Mount speaks of the constitution to the kingdom of God. But the blessed Beatitudes, they are the preamble to that constitution of the kingdom of God. And God is raising up a people. Hallelujah. And the kingdom is in us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, first of all, we have to receive the kingdom. We must receive the kingdom of God. Isn't that right? That's His nature. Secondly, we must release the kingdom or that nature to others. We receive it and we release it. And the third are, the results are persecution. Anybody hear me? That's a proof of a changed nature. There's a clash and conflict between the kingdom of darkness, come on, and the kingdom of God. Is that true? The clash is right here. It starts right here, doesn't it? Isn't that right? And then it can be in your home, it can be on your job, with your neighbors, in your church. But I'm telling you, when you receive the kingdom, you release the kingdom, there's going to be persecution in your life. How many believe that? There is spiritual warfare, but we don't succumb, we don't give up just because there's persecution. Is that right? Those that live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer. Come on. Persecution. So persecution is a proof that one is under the rule of God. Why persecution? Because it is for righteousness' sake, not our dumb mistakes. Amen. I mean, we've all made them. Isn't that right? Now, the Bible said the kingdom is power. Christ, the power of God. The Holy Ghost is the power. So when we're talking about power, we're talking about the kingdom. We're talking about Christ. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. Is that true? The Bible said we've been born into this kingdom. We've been called to this kingdom. And we're being translated into this kingdom. Now look in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4. You know, Jesus' message was the kingdom. John the Baptist was the kingdom. Paul was the kingdom. Come on, Peter and the others, there was the kingdom. In 1 Corinthians 4, here in chapter 4, I believe it's 1 Corinthians, yeah. I want to look at a scripture here if I can find it. Praise God. In verse 20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, come on, but it's in power. When God's power goes forth, how many of the kingdom is evident? If I cast out demons, come on, by the Spirit of God, the kingdom has come to you. Is that right? Praise God. How many thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost today?
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that, don't you? Now, look in chapter 2 there. Look in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians 2. Paul said in verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. He didn't sound like a man of faith, did he? Notice. I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. But my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration, come on, of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
That's where we put our faith. He was talking on that faith this morning. Praise God. And so, thank God for that power today. Now, look in Psalms 145. Psalms 145. I love this scripture. Praise the Lord. I love the Word of God. How about you?
Amen.
Psalms 145. It says here in this scripture, in verse 11, they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom. So the kingdom has glory. The glory of God. Isn't that right? Then he says here, and they'll talk of thy power, because the kingdom is power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts. So this kingdom has mighty works and mighty acts. And the glorious majesty of his kingdom. So this kingdom is full of majesty. How many know it's Jesus?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Then we go up to Acts 10:38, familiar scripture for all of us that I love. I remember the Lord sent me to Hutchinson, Kansas one time just to preach on this one verse. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, come on, and with
power.
He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And God is raising up a people today that will be anointed, come on, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen?
Yes.
And there's going to be many set free. Many that oppress will be set free as well, because God will be with them. Hallelujah. Those that take the kingdom of God to others. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, one time Jesus was in a place that says the power of God was present to heal them. But there was only one man healed. His power can be in this building to heal, to set us free. And sometimes some don't get it. I mean, no, we have to cry out for Him today. We have to believe Him. Is that right? And you know, the Holy Ghost comes upon us. He's with us, but He's also in us. Aren't you glad today?
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Now, I mean, look in Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, I think it's chapter 5. I think it is. Well, I'll just quote it. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be what?
Filled.
With righteousness. That's right. Now, how many know there's no growth without appetite? You're not going to grow without an appetite. Is that right? Now, when we talk about righteousness, again, we're talking about His nature. We're talking about His holiness and His life, His character, His nature. But there is no growth without appetite. There is a spiritual maturity. There is no spiritual maturity without righteousness. Amen? We've got to be filled with the King's nature. Love, holiness. Come on. His presence, His anointing, as many things we could talk about. No longer prideful and boastful. How many know we're nothing in ourselves? It's all in Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
A good appetite is a good sign of good health. You believe that in the natural.
Amen.
But it's also a sign of the Spirit. Isn't that right? The Bible said we've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And this word hunger here, where it says we must hunger after righteousness, it means to crave. There must be an inner craving for the nature of Christ. Amen? It's a powerful desire. And you know what this speaks of? This speaks of the one that's violent, who presses into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If you're hungering and thirsting, you're going to be pressing into God. Is that right? And there's going to be a law. There's a law here, a principle. If you press into God, if you hunger for Him, He's going to fill you with righteousness. Is that true? Hallelujah. And so because you hunger and thirst for that nature in Christ, we are going to be persecuted for it. I've already said that. Praise God. Turn to Matthew 5:20. Matthew 5:20. Jesus said something very strange here. Matthew 5:20. He said these words, "For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed." Let me see that word exceed. That means to excel or to go over and above. It means the new over the old. You have heard that, verse 20. "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." I mean, that's a strong word. You know, those Pharisees were fighting fundies. They were fundamentalists. How many know we still got them around?
Amen.
Amen. The Sadducees were the modernists today. Pharisees were the fundamentalists, so to speak. They were teachers of the law. They prayed long prayers. How many know it's hard to get some Christians to even pray? They fasted twice a week, and that's a dirty word in some churches. They practiced tithing, and I want to tell you, a lot of Christians don't practice tithing. But that's to their own detriment. They were tireless workers. They were soul winners for their cause. They were proselytes. But we must be soul winners for the Lord. Amen? They were champions of the Scripture. And yet many can't even quote a Scripture. We need to know the Word of God. They dressed properly, according to their religion. They prophesied. John chapter 11, verse 47 through 51 tells about how the Pharisee prophesied. They believed in the coming of the Lord and the Elijah ministry coming forth. They believed both in the resurrection and the angelic ministry. I mentioned that last night. They condemned the fathers because they persecuted the prophets. And yet, Jesus said in Matthew 23, they were doing the same thing. And they were a strict sect. There was a lot of self-discipline, but there was a lot of religiosity. And how many know we have a lot of that today?
Amen.
Is that true? Now, we hear the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And people say there's a difference. There is no difference in that terminology. I've studied that both upside down and backward. There is no difference in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, except this. The kingdom of heaven is where it's at, and the kingdom of God is who's over it. How many know He's over this kingdom? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Christ is the kingdom, and yet we are the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's within us. Let's look at the scripture we saw last night, Matthew 16. Matthew 16, the last couple of verses there, that I want to look at it again. And he said, Jesus said in verse 27, "The Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom." And that's in you and me. That's it was at Pentecost. And how many know He's still coming in His kingdom? Amen. It's a kingdom of priests, the Bible says in Revelation. Isn't that true? Praise God. So He's coming into His kingdom. Now, I want to give you another scripture that I didn't give you last night. Look in Matthew 10. Matthew 10. And remember, He said Son of Man there. And here in Matthew 10, praise God if I can find it. How many know you get another Bible and you know how things marked up? Is that right? Praise God. Praise God. Let me find the scripture here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I should have marked this. That's not it. No, it's about going over Israel or something there. Hallelujah. Which verse? 6 and 7? No, that's not the one. That's not the one. I may have to skip it and go on. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to find that scripture. That's all right. We'll go on. Praise God. Anyway, the kingdom is in us. Luke 17 says that the kingdom is within us. Isn't that true? Praise God. Now, how many know there's some suffering in this kingdom? Look in Acts 14. Acts 14:22. Acts 14:22. These are the words of the apostle Paul that Luke wrote, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Tribulation is a sign you're entering the kingdom. How many know that's a strong word, tribulation?
Yes.
You look that word up in the Strong's, and I'll tell you, it's a strong, strong word. And we're not magnifying tribulation, but I'll tell you what, it's going to come into us if we're going to enter the kingdom. Amen? How many believe? Where was John on the Isle of Patmos? He was in tribulation, the Bible says, in chapter 1. Isn't that right? We could go on with that. Praise God. Now, let's. What is the kingdom? What is the kingdom? I read the scriptures. Well, what is it? Come on, help me. Righteousness, peace, and joy where? In the Holy Ghost. Okay. Praise God. It is power. We saw that. It is the will of God. It's those who do the will of God. It is Lord, His Lordship. Look in Luke 6:46. Luke 6:46. There's so many things we could talk about here when we talk about the kingdom. In Luke 6:46, Jesus said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" How many know the kingdom is where He's Lord?
Amen.
Jesus, Savior, Christ, the Anointed One, but He wants to be Lord.
Yes.
Now, if we call Him Lord, that means we obey Him in whatever He tells us to do. Is that true?
Right.
Is that right? So a sign of moving into the kingdom are those who are obeying their head, the Lord. Can you say amen?
Glory.
Praise God. How many know the kingdom is a person? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. It's a person. It's Jesus. Look in James 2:5. Look in James 2:5.
Yes.
James 2:5. Hallelujah. And here's a wonderful scripture I love. He said, "Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world?" I'm not just talking about people who've got holes in their shoes. How many know there's those who are poor in spirit?
Amen.
Have been broken, humble as well. He says, God shows them to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He hath promised to them that love Him. How many know love is associated with this kingdom?
Yes.
If you're moving in greater love, you're moving into the kingdom of God. Can you say amen?
Glory.
How many know we need a lot more love today in our hearts?
Yeah.
But it's not given, it has to grow. How many of the fruit has to grow? Is that true?
Yeah.
Praise God. And so, the kingdom, Robert said, it's everlasting. It's full of glory. It's majesty. It is a present reality. Look in Mark chapter 1. A present reality. Look in Mark chapter 1, verse 14. And the scripture says, "And after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand." It's within your reach. Mm-hmm. "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Notice, repent and believe. We hear a lot about believing, but we need some repentance too, don't we?
Yes, sir.
And so it's within our grasp. It's within our reach. It's a present reality. And how many know that the kingdom is divine government? God is restoring His government to His church. Do you believe that?
Yes.
He's restoring His ministries. He's restoring, He's bringing restoration into the people of God as well. Now, here's the kingdom. It's the territory over an area over which a king rules and reigns. It's a king's domain. How many know that king is Jesus today?
Glory.
It is also the extension of God's rule or dominion in the earth and the universe.
Yes.
Looking back in James. Let's go back to James where we were. Let's look at this kingdom again here. James chapter 1 and verse 12. And the Bible says, look at this now. "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation." Now, he didn't say, "Blessed are those who are tempted." He said, "Those that endure temptation." "For when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that..." Now back in chapter 2, verse 5 again. He said He's chosen the poor, right?
Yes.
And He's promised them the kingdom to them that love Him. So He's talking about a crown in chapter 1, and chapter 2 is talking about the kingdom. How many know the kingdom is the crown?
Yes.
Because we love Him.
Yes.
How many know He is the crown, He's the kingdom? Don't shout me down now.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Now, Look in Luke 12. Luke 12, 32. This is a strange scripture. The kingdom is a gift to certain ones. Fear not, little flock. Not big flock, little flock.
Amen.
He said only few would enter life.
Right.
How many know that? He's the way, come on. The truth,
the life.
30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Only few is entering that 100-fold. It's a remnant. Here he said, fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So it's a gift to that little flock, to that remnant that's pressing in and wants Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, where is the kingdom of God? It is where Jesus is Lord. And it's in you, right? It's in the Holy Ghost as well. I'm going to say it again. It's in us. It's in the Holy Ghost. It's where Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, what are the ingredients of this kingdom? There is a king. Come on, tell me his name.
Jesus.
Jesus. And this Jesus, this kingdom, has a territory. Or subjects, or citizens. And there's laws and principles of living. How many believe that we just can't live any way we want to? Come on, help me now. And there's a glory or a lifestyle of those subjects or citizens. So there is a certain lifestyle that we walk out if we're part of the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
So let me give you a summary of this kingdom. It is a present reality. We just said that, right? It's not fleshly, but it's in the Holy Ghost. It comes not with observation. You can't see it in the natural, can you? It's where? It's within us. It's entered by birth. The kingdom is at hand. I said that twice, I think. It takes priority. It comes first. It's in the Holy Ghost, marked by righteousness, peace, and joy. It is the abundant life. Do you anybody want abundant life today? It's all in Him. Isn't that right? And it's a gift to that little flock. It's marked by violence. Look in Matthew 11. I'm not talking about being a violent person. But how many know if you're going to take the kingdom, you'll be violent against your enemy? Matthew 11, 12. Jesus said these words, and from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent takes it by force. How many know when you start forcing your way into the kingdom of God, there's something forcing against you? Come on. Isn't that right? Oh, yes. And this kingdom demands perseverance. Now, look in Luke 9:62. There's some perseverance. Luke 9:62. It says this, and Jesus said to him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back. Can you imagine a guy plowing and looking back? Can you imagine what those furrows will look like? Huh? He said, if a man is putting his hand to that plow and looking back, he is not fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Paul said, we're none of those who turn back, but we believe to the saving of the soul. Is that right?
Right.
Hallelujah. We can't look back. We can't turn back. We forget those things which are behind us. Again, we press for that mark. Isn't that right? Praise God. And so the kingdom is also marked by power. We saw that earlier. Praise God. The kingdom is supernatural. It's in the Holy Ghost. A supernatural gospel ministered and taken to the whole earth by a supernatural people who believe in God and Jesus. Amen. The kingdom involves persecution, tribulation, affliction, and so forth. Look in Matthew 5:10. Matthew 5:10. I love this word of God. How about you? 5:10. Blessed are those which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Therefore, theirs is the kingdom of, come on,
heaven.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now listen, how many know the kingdom is stable?
Yeah.
It cannot be moved. Hebrews chapter 12, 28. It cannot be moved. The kingdom, I said a while ago, is everlasting. Daniel 4, 3, Luke 1, 31 through 33. And I like this one. The kingdom is without limitation. Look in Luke 1:33. No limit. Luke 1:33. Hallelujah. That's right. Ever increase. Luke 1:33, I think it is. And he shall reign for over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. You never end the kingdom of God.
Glory.
Amen? And there's no limitation when God's over it. Can you say amen?
Right.
I mean, there's a contrast between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Isn't that right? One's light, come on, one's darkness. One's understanding, one's ignorance. One's life, one's death. One's righteousness, one is unrighteousness, iniquity, and lawlessness. One's peace, one is turmoil, unrest, confusion, anxiety, tumult. One is joy, the other is sorrow and mourning and sadness and grief and depression and gloom. Well, I don't want anything to do with that. How about you? Now, let's again quote, what is the kingdom? It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if it's not in the Holy Ghost, it's not the kingdom. Can you hear that? If it's not in the Holy Ghost, it's not the kingdom. There's a lot of ghosts around, but it may not be the Holy Ghost. Come on, isn't that right? Righteousness. How many know Jesus? Listen, now think about this. Righteous, peace, and joy. Prophet, priest, what else? Come on. King. The true king, Jesus, of the two prophets, excuse me, Jesus. How many know that he brings in righteousness? And Christ gave us righteousness. Jesus gave us righteousness. But there's also a, not only a true prophet, but a false prophet. What would he bring in? Unrighteousness. Amen? Now, a true prophet speaks for God. False prophet speaks for himself. Declares himself. Is that true? And then a true priest, which is Jesus, he brings in peace. Amen? How many know that a priest would bring man to God in the Old Testament? Is that true? But a false priest will bring man to himself. True priest brings peace. False priest brings confusion. And then, of course, there's joy. The king. Jesus is the king. And the true king brings in true joy. And he does. How many know that a true king rules with authority? A false king doesn't bring in joy. Come on, he brings in sorrow, grief, and sadness. Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. A false king, a man has a false word, false power, and brings in bondage. Oh, there's so much you could go into there. How do we enter the kingdom? Amen. Dan got one of them. We enter the kingdom by many different ways. How many know we have to be born in this kingdom?
Yes,
what Jesus said, except a man be born of water and
spirit.
He cannot see. In another place he said he cannot enter the kingdom. And in this birthing process, how many know that's number one, there's also cleansing, a quickening, a creation, resurrection life, translation, and transition.
Amen.
How many know that's a mouthful? And then, as Dan says, we have to become poor in... I know he said child. We have to become poor in spirit to come into this kingdom. Look at Matthew 5:3. You know, many never study the Sermon on the Mount. They never study the Beatitudes. But I'm telling you, we need to understand it. Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Praise God. We enter the kingdom by being righteous. Again, Matthew 5:20. We read that a while ago. We enter the kingdom by seeking the kingdom. Matthew 6:33. We enter the kingdom by being childlike. Look in Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verse 3. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, children have a lot of fun. How many had a lot of fun when you was growing up as a child? I did. How many know a child forgives very quickly? There's humility with a child. And he'll believe everything you tell him. And God says you have to be that little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Childlikeness, not being childish, but childlikeness in spirit. And then we have to be instructed. Matthew 13:52 tells us to enter that kingdom. Praise God. By doing the will of God, Matthew 7 says we'll enter the kingdom. How many of you can't do His will until you know what His will is? And you can't know His will until you're being instructed about His will. And then we have to be violent. We read the Holy Ghost in the things of God. To be violent, you know, I think of Caleb. How many know he said, give me this mountain. Praise God. He went and took it. And that, you have to have that boldness in the Lord. And then he wants to purge out a lot of offenses and things. Look in Mark 9. Now, this is deliverance here. I believe this. How many thank God for a place you can come and get deliverance? A lot of churches, you can't go and get it. I'm sorry to say. Not putting anybody down the wrong way, but you can't do it in a lot of places. In 9:47, it says this, and if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. Well, he's not telling you to reach up there and take your eyeball out. How many know there's things that get in our sight? Come on. It might be television. Huh? It could be anything that's blocking our vision from seeing the Lord and doing what God wants us. If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. How many of our eye be single, our whole body shall be full of light. If we have single vision, if our eye is on Jesus, how many know it's going to bring health and healing and strength into our whole being? Is that true? And so he's going to purge out a lot of offenses and traps and snares and things in our life. Now look in Matthew 6:22. Matthew 6:22. Hallelujah. It says this, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, how many know there's an evil eye? If you study evil eye, a lot of it's associated with money. Now there's nothing wrong with money. But there's something wrong with covetousness and greed and lust. The love of the money. That's it, Robert. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and riches or mammon. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So God is wanting us to purge out many things in our lives to come on into the kingdom of God. Now look in Luke 16:16. Praise God. Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom is preached and everyone presses into it. So we have to press into the kingdom. Now, when you start pressing, how many know sometimes it's a lonely walk?
Yes, it is.
And not everybody's going to understand you. Are you hearing me? God will understand you, though. And then we enter the kingdom, we read, by tribulation. So there's a lot of times there's loneliness, there's misunderstanding, there's rejection, and so forth that comes into our lives because of all the things we're going through. Even your closest friends sometimes won't understand you. Is that true?
That's right.
Praise God. And so we continue in the faith. We don't turn back. We move, keep moving forward into the kingdom of God. Now, I love this one. 2 Peter 1. I wish I had time to really get in this today. And because there's a message here that's so vital. praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Now, Peter is talking about a lot of things here. He's talking about receiving God's divine nature. In verse 4, the great and precious promises He's given us that we might be partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world. Verse 5, besides this giving all diligence, add to your faith, number 1, virtue. Virtue means to excel. If you excel as a sinner, how much more as a Christian? How many believe we need to excel in the things of God?
Oh, yeah.
And then from virtue to knowledge. And I'm glad virtue is there, because as I said yesterday, we can take knowledge and kill one another with it. And from now, how many we need to get a concordance, we need to get some helps, Greek helps, the Bible, and study. Is that right? And then he said, from knowledge to temperance, or self-control. This is middle ground. And from temperance to patience. Patience comes by tribulation. And from patience to godliness. You know, I could go into all these and teach all these things and get into them. And from godliness to brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness to charity. If these things be in you, and what? Abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren, that means idle, or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, these seven things, is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, these seven things, that God's working in you, you shall never fall. That is security.
Amen.
But they have to be in us, they have to be abounding, and we have to be doing them.
Right.
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
So those seven things will take you into the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. And so we keep maturing until we reach the sum, the summit, the peak, the echelon. And how many of the last one he mentioned was love? And we need a lot of love. I said it a while ago. Amen? There's a man on the throne with a minister energized by the nature of love, the nature of God. Somebody say amen. I'm going to skip over that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any questions so far? Anybody got a question? Now, okay? Let's go up to another scripture. Let's go to St. John. I'm going to close it here in about 10 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Really, I went hurriedly this morning. I got so much to get into. In St. John chapter 14. Hallelujah. How many believe Jesus is coming? But where does he come first? In us. In us. How many know we must look for His coming? We must love His coming. And we must be like Him when He appears. Now, look in John 14. You ever been to funerals and I read these first few verses? That's fine if they want to do it. That's up to them. But He said, let not your heart be troubled or agitated. You believe in God, believe also in Me, Jesus said. For in My Father's house, Jesus was the first house, wasn't He? Show the house to the house, Ezekiel says. How many believe we need to see the first house? His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And you know what will happen when you see that first house? You'll be ashamed of your iniquities, and so will I. Show the house to the house. All right, now, he said, in My Father's house are many, many mansions, many dwelling places, many rooms, many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, let me ask you a question. Does it take the Lord 2,000 years to build you a mansion? Is He building heaven? No, heaven's already there. So he said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, well, where am you, Jesus? There you may be. Come on. Look in verse 10 now. Let's see where Jesus was. Yet He was here on the earth when He was speaking that word. Here in verse 10. Believest thou not that I am where?
In the Father.
So where He's taking us?
In the Father.
Verse 11. Believe Me that I am in the Father. Verse 20. And at that day you shall know that I am in My Father, you and Me, and I in you as well. Praise God. Now, look over in, there's two other scriptures I would like to give you about this I am. Let's look in John 17. John 17, 22. John 17, 22 says this, that they all, He sprang to the Father, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me. And the glory which Thou gavest Me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I and them, Thou and Me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent Me, and hast loved them as Thou hast loved Me. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me be with Me where I am, that they may behold my glory. So as he takes us into the Father, how many know we're beginning to behold His glory? That's where He wants. That's what He said. Now look in John 12:26. And here He says this word, I am again. That where I am, remember, you may be also. Now look at verse 26 of chapter 12. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So if you're going to be where Jesus are, you're going to be a servant and God's going to honor you. Is that right? Now go back to chapter 14. How many of the Lord's taking us to the throne? Is that true? Now, in John 1, He said, in verse 3 again, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Now, many of us preach the physical coming there. But how many know in John 14 and 15 and 16, He talks about the Comforter coming, didn't He? He said, I'll pray the Father, He'll give you what? Another Comforter. Is that true? Praise God. All right, now look at these verses here now. Let's go into some of these verses. Let's go down to verse 16 of this chapter. And I will pray the Father, He will say, give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you just once in a while. No, forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. How many of the world can't receive the Holy Ghost? They need Jesus first. Come on, somebody say amen. I will not leave you comfortless or as orphans. I will come to you. Is that what He said? Remember what He said? I will come again. Now He says, I will come to you. How does He come to us? Let me tell you how He comes. He comes in the fivefold ministry. He comes in the power of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit. He comes in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But He said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans or comfortless. I will come. How does He come? By the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, look in verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him and will manifest or show himself to him, to that one that loves him. Amen? How's he going to do that? By the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Verse 23. Jesus said, if any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we, Father and Son, will come. How are they coming? By the Holy Ghost. We'll come unto him and make our abode, our mansion with him. Same word for mansion. Where's that at? It's in you and me. Verse 28. Now listen. Now look at this verse. You have heard how I said to you, I go away. That's what he said there in John 14:3. And come again to you. Well, he did go away and he come back in the power of the Holy Ghost, didn't he? Come on, amen. He did. Hallelujah. Now, praise God. There was another verse. Was it verse 19 I think I missed? Yeah, verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall also live. How do they see him? By the Spirit. How are we going to see him? By the Holy Ghost. Until he comes out there in the air, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many know the kingdom is in us? That's why I give you all those scriptures. It's within us, brethren. Hallelujah. We need Jesus today. We need His kingdom. It is not meat and drink. If that's so, man, we'd have a lot of the kingdom, wouldn't we? Come on, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. How many know He can give you joy even in the midst of your troubles? The world says they have happiness. But how many know when the merry-go-round breaks down, you've got to have something besides happiness. You've got to have some joy. Come on, amen? And that comes from the Holy Ghost and the power of God. So let's stand and praise the Lord. Amen? May the Lord bless you this morning. We love you and appreciate you. Father, thank you for the kingdom. Thank you for righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your love to us, Lord, that you loved us so much. Lord, that you gave us, Lord God, your kingdom. We ask, Father, your mercy for each one of us here today. We ask, Father, that you would take us, Lord, by your Spirit, into the Heavenly Father. That wherever you are, Lord Jesus, we'll be there with you. because we are truly your servants. We need to see you, Lord. We need to see that glory. We need to become one in you, Lord. Unify your church, your body, in this hour, Lord. Help us all to see with the eyes of Christ in one another, Lord. Let us see the good things, Lord, not just the negative things. Help us today, Father. If there's anything that offends us, Lord, let us deal with it, whether it be our eyes, our feet, our hands. Lord, anything that would keep us back from moving into the kingdom of God, let us deal with that, Lord, in our lives. Let us be cleansed, we pray. Father, bless the meal today and the food and fellowship. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. We love you and God bless you. Praise the Lord.
And the following is an exhortation given by Mildred Mazander, a prophetess of the Lord who is 94 years old.
You know what you're saying, that cross. No, you're not. You're the temple of God. And we are. We're the very temple.
Yeah.
But I tell you something. There may need to be some enlarging on the inside of that temple.
Amen.
We need to understand what faith is. Faith is the strongest substance that was ever created.
Yes.
Nothing under the sun in heaven or ever will be. Amen. Is stronger than what faith is. It rebukes stone nations afar off. It changes people. It changes the ages. It changes the world. It brings things that are not as though they were.
Yes.
It causes the ministry to speak that which is not as though it already were.
Yes.
And there's many ministries today across the land that speaking the things that are not, that they will be.
Yeah.
And this kingdom, people, and you know when you're the kingdom of God and you know it, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
When you're stuck looking around in the wilderness and looking around wondering who you are and where you're going to be,
amen,
and what you're going to do, you're still in the wilderness. But when you wake up to the fact that you are the kingdom of God,
hallelujah,
in the earth, King rules and reigns in his kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning in his people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God already filled the universe. Jesus don't need to fill that. But he sure needs to fill the people.
Yeah.
When you know the kingdom of God, you're going to quit a lot of foolish preaching, a lot of foolish things, and begin to produce the glory and the power and the faith and the wonders of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus stood in the midst and he said, the kingdom of God is not far from you.
Yes.
He stood when the kingdom of God will be in you.
Yes.
And it had not yet even been given.
Right.
But when it comes on the day of Pentecost,
yes,
the power of the kingdom, the glory of the kingdom, the Christ himself,
Glory. Hallelujah.
Those apostles and prophets went out in power.
Amen.
In human power from on high.
Amen.
The reason we don't have any power, we don't have no faith.
Glory.
If you had faith of a grain of mustard seed, you could say to that mountain, be ye removed. And that may into the sea, and that mountain would go into the sea.
Hallelujah.
That's that kid talking about a few little troubles you have. God is trying to get something too much for this day. This is a new day.
Yes, it is a new day.
The kingdom of God in the earth for the seventh day of God's rest and God's millennium day.
James.
Hallelujah.
She don't hear it.
Time you lay down your church order.
Yeah.
Time you change your churches.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you'll do more praying and agreeing together in prayer in this new age than you're going to do preaching.
Amen.
Why do you have to preach that to me that I already possess?
Glory.
In him I possess everything in the heavens and earth.
Amen.
If I will take and bring it forth, and I have to bring it forth out of my own intellect, my own power, my own strength, my own ability in God.
Amen.
In God.
Amen.
It's in Christ, in you, the hope of all your glory, all your eternal life, all of your wisdom, all of your power.
Come on, Melder, give it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good.
Release yourself from the church age. Walk in the glory of the kingdom of God in my life. Amen. By eternal life.
Yes. Amen.
This life is beginning to have no end.
Hallelujah.
Glory. And this kingdom of kings and priests are made after the power of that endless life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The kingdom and dominion shall be given to the saints of the Most High. It is the everlasting one, its beast of life, and ye shall never die. This covenant I made shall stand, that's been of thy my own hand, and with mercies I shall pass over those I've tried. This remnant that I preserve is now been seen upon the earth, and the glory rests with the saints of the Most. All sing it this morning. The kingdom and dominion shall be given to the saints of the Most High. It is the everlasting one, beast of life, and ye shall never die. This covenant I made shall stand, this binding of by my own hand, and with the mercies I shall pass over those I try. This remnant that I have made now been gained upon the earth, and the glory rests with the saints of the Most. Boy, you can do better than that. Sing it. The kingdom and dominion shall be given to the saints. Oh, are you saints this morning? It is the everlasting one. Speaks of life. Ye shall never die. Hallelujah. This covenant I made shall stand, this beginning of by my own hand, and with mercies I shall pass over those I try. This remnant that I have birthed is now been seen upon the earth, and the glory rests with the saints. You can do better than that this morning. Sing it. The kingdom and dominion shall be given to the saints of the Most High. It is the everlasting one, speaks of life, and ye shall never die. This covenant I made shall stand, this beginning of by my own hand, and with mercies I shall pass over those I try. This shall be seen upon the earth, and the glory rests with the saints of the Most High. And the glory rests with the saints of the Most High. Hallelujah! It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day, it's a new day, it's a new day of the Lord. A day of joy and gladness, of victory to be won. Shout hallelujah! A day of walking hand in hand with Jesus Christ. It's a new day, it's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. A day of joy and gladness. A victory to be won. Somebody shout hallelujah. A day of walking hand in hand with Jesus Christ. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day of the Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day.
Bless your holy name. We bless you. You can be seated for us. Just keep worshiping the Lord, though. Hallelujah. Now Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth its successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. It's an everlasting kingdom. It's an everlasting Christ. An everlasting King. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign. Sing it out. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.